it was never intended to impinge on people's rights to stand out in front of the courthouse and take pictures, and even with permission to come into the courthouse and take pictures. But we wanted some control over making sure that we knew who was going to be there doing that, and that it didn't interfere. The people that did it were going to be respectful of the rights of the people who didn't want to be filmed. I don't think we did a good enough job of drafting that order. I don't think it was clear what we intended. Clearly, we got lots of feedback from the public and from the media suggesting that we had not done a good enough job. We went back to the drawing board and we modified that order. And frankly, we asked people in the community and the media to take a look at it and make sure that we had addressed their concerns. And I think we've done that.
It's more in line with what the U.S. Supreme Court rules are. I mean, you know, the plaza on the U.S. Supreme Court, you can't have demonstrations on the plaza or do things that are disruptive there. Photography is perfectly fine and media interviews are fine, but you can't do things that are disruptive there. For stuff outside the courthouse now, you see it's all aimed at disruptive conduct and not at photography or First Amendment protected activities.